Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumeraccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me again is the one and only Athena Captain. Welcome, Athena.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So we've covered so much and I haven't seen you in a couple of months. So I'm so excited to have you back on Lending Forward for a lot of reasons. But you're working on a lot right now. You have a lot in the queue and, you know, tell us a little bit about your goals with that. What's happening in the AC world, as well as what does growth look like for you?
Well, let me just tell you, if you're listening to this right now and you have a dream or you have a goal and you think it's going to be easy, you're wrong. If it's too easy, then it was the wrong goal, right? So a lot happening here. We're excited that at Athena Captain Coaching, we've 2 years underneath our belt with clients and now we've gone national. We've got a book about to be launched, which has been in the works, by the way, for 4 years. So those of you who are like, what? That's the story of Never Give Up. You and I will talk about that some other day. And we have podcasts launching, courses launching. So really excited for the summer of 2023. It will be really an emergent year for me where I walk into what I will say my own. So very excited about that. Excited for the lives that I'll be able to impact and the voices that like you. You know, I love your podcast. You bring people on. And you get to share their story and their successes. And I'm so excited to be in a season of my life to get to do the same thing. So that's what's been going on.
I love it. I love it. Emergent. What a good word. Is that your word of the year? Are you one of those people?
It is not, but I do like that word.
What is your word of the year?
Driven.
Ooh, that's well, that yeah, driven and emergent. I love those two. Well, that's fantastic. I'm excited for you. I've been watching you for about a year now. I want to say maybe a little over a year, which is so crazy to believe. So the book is coming out, the courses, the podcast, it's going to be such a big year. And I'm so, so excited for you. And for those who don't know or haven't listened to our previous episodes, Athena's been in the builder world for how long?
For over a decade.
Over a decade. And so you've seen consumers. And as a matter of fact, we were talking about some statistics in the green room and how things are just changing, yet some things are staying the same. And I think consumers are, they act the same. I think like we have to pull back and we're just back down to the basics. And I think a lot of people don't know that, but for loan officers and real estate agents and really anybody in sales right now, we have the last few years from COVID and beyond, we've had to figure out how to best get in touch with our agents, our consumers. What does that communication look like? And I think some folks have gotten lazy. Some might be a little overworked. Honestly, we had the refi boom and then we had inventory so low. And then with builders, you know, we had some issues with production and getting things in. And it was just kind of a nightmare. And so finally now, April 2023, we're back to a place of some normalcy. I think it's less volatile and with as far as interest rates goes. But I think something that I don't think is talked about enough is those folks who are, whether they're starting, mid-tier, seasoned, they all have to go through prospecting. And if you haven't listened to Prospecting with the Follow-Up Queen with Athena Captain, that's go back and listen to a few episodes back. I think that was last year. But one thing we need to talk about is complacency. And that boils down to me, and I'd love to get your definition of this too, but complacency to me is I've hit my marks. I have all my agents that are my ride or dies, and I don't need to prospect for more. They're going to continue to send me business. They'll never cheat on me with another loan officer. They'll always be with me. I know there are those people that have those beliefs. Tell me how do you define complacency?
Well, first of all, can I start with answering the other, and then I would like to end with how I define complacency?
Sure.
First of all, in the builder world, so not only do I own a coaching company, but I'm an owner partner in a home building company. And the one thing that I'm seeing as I now speak nationally to lenders, by the way, is that we have forgotten, and I'm going to sum this up, in relationships. We need to go back and focus on relationships. Relationships, true relationships, are how we're going to expand and deepen our conversion ratios this year. Now, complacency, first of all, is where we become, where we allow our ego to tell us we've arrived. So I'm going to say that again. Complacency is where we have allowed our ego to tell us we've arrived. Wow. And if you listen to the greats out there, people who have accomplished far more than you and I have, they'll tell you that the moment you stop the striving and learning, you die. And I lived in, my husband's a Marine, two-time combat, and he has a saying that complacency kills.
Yeah.
And so there is truth to that. It will kill your business. I'd love to, if you, you know, let me be a nerd here for a second.
Nerd out.
So I was doing some research for a course last week, and it was about prospecting, go figure. But one of the things that said is, on average, now this is average, so this isn't people who are actively building the relationships, but on average, companies lose between 10 to 20% of their referral partners and repeat business clients a year.
Oof, a lot.
Okay. If you think through that, now how, if that is the natural, by the way, that statistic has been pretty steady even prior to COVID.
Right.
So if that is a, just a natural selection, if you will, if we're complacent, think about that. If we're complacent for a couple of years, we're going to lose a quarter or more of our business. Think about it for a second. Put it in dollar and cents. So you guys are lenders, you're number crunchers. Think about it. Let's put that in dollars.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
And I think, you know, it's just the capture rate and making sure that we're all humans, you know, and I think that there comes a time and a place where we're just like, I don't have enough time to pour into these people. But we have to remember, this is a relationship built business, and you have to peel back those layers of like, it's not just a transaction.
One of the things that I have found really interesting, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, because in my home building business, we have over 1500 referral partners that are realtor. And we're a very small niche builder. So that is extreme for the amount of partners. And as I'm talking with them and my team is talking with them, lenders, I want you to hear me out. You know what they're saying behind your back? Now all my lenders are calling me. They've forgotten about me. Now they want to call me because now they're hungry, or, you know, we don't want that. That's like going on a date with somebody, getting really to know them, and then ghosting them, and then being like, oh, you know what? Maybe I did like them, and calling them back up and like hounding them, right? You would never do that in a dating world, but we do that in business and think it's okay.
Right.
So, you know, going back to the consistency element here, the people that I see thriving the most didn't allow the last couple of years to stop them from developing and continuing to have relationships.
Right.
So if you're listening right now and you're like, well, Athena, I wasn't one of those, well, pick up the phone. But when you pick up the phone, let's start with this. Let's be transparent and honest, and let's apologize. You know what? I haven't given you the time and energy I needed to in the last couple of years, and I apologize. I want to, you know, let's get this relationship back going. How can I serve you? Right.
Yeah,
so
that's important.
Get back it's on the important. Phones and build these relationships
and acknowledge it. You know, I don't think it's good to be humble. You know, it's good to be like, look, I'm trying to ramp my business back up. I realize I made a mistake. And, you know, I hope that the door is still open. Let's grab some coffee, you know, take some accountability for it.
Absolutely. And by the way, too, I would wish to say that in this particular industry, there was a lot of loyalty, but I see in this particular industry, in our industry, a lot of the grass is greener on the other side. So we have to work really hard to make sure that the people that we have as referral partners understand how much they are valued and how important they are and how much value we bring to really actually get that loyalty. Loyalty doesn't come easy, nor if you have loyalty today, is it guaranteed in the future. So what are you doing today to guarantee today and tomorrow that loyalty?
I agree. And I think the cadence of that loyalty can look different based off of the relationship. And it's not a one size fits all. You know, it should be that, you know, your agents, you know, your buyers, if you're a good lender, you know, these people. And I think being able to just text them once a week or say, look, hey, I'm checking in. Hey, I'd love to grab coffee, lunch, you know, I'll bring something to your office, something just to get in front of them every so often. And Athena, tell us how you go about doing that. You know, what do you think we should do? Is it a time block where we sit out every single month? We need to make sure that we're touching base. And is there a sweet spot? Like how many, if we've got 50 agents, let's work with 50 agents, right? 50 good solid agents. Maybe they send you 2 deals a year. Maybe some of them send you 10. What should that kind of cadence look like?
So here's the thing. I wish I could tell you that it's just going to be plug and play, but I think that depending on the agent, if it's a new relationship, you're going to need to communicate with them weekly. If it's one that you've had an established relationship with, then twice a month, once a month. It's about the depth, it's about the quality. I like to go back to children. Think about this. With our children, what do we talk about? Quality, not quantity. So it is less about the quantity of times you're communicating. It's about the quality of the conversation when you're having it, right? I see too often people are like, well, I'm going to call 50 of my referral partners today. Well, first of all, you better not be able to have time to talk to 50 of your referral partners in one day, because that's not a meaningful, in-depth, impactful conversation.
Right.
So maybe it's over golf. Maybe it's over lunch. Maybe it is about the impact. Are you having an impact? Are you building loyalty? Are you going deeper into the relationship? So by that, I say it has to be spread out, because I get we have other things to do. So those need to be spread out. So where you have minutes, mm-hmm. right? In order to really cultivate that real relationship. If you don't mind, I'd love to tell a story because this is a real situation. So there is a lender, a local lender here in my area. And for 4 years, at least 3 or 4 times a year, he came to me and begged me for business. And I was very frank. I knew his bank and I wasn't interested. And I just kept telling him, thank you. I respect you. I appreciate you consistently trying to have a relationship with me, but it's just not a good fit, not a good fit. And then as I got promoted to an owner and partner and was less in the day-to-day operations, somebody else was in that role. So what did this person do? Person went after this other person, right? And realized very quickly, this other person's a male, loves to golf. I'm not a golfer. And so what did he start doing? He started inviting him to the golf course and literally saying, what am I going to have to do to get your business? What is going to impress Athena where she'll listen to me? Mm-hmm. And after a couple of conversations and by the way, this lender would then bring other people that would add value to my partner.
Right.
Right. So after a couple of those episodes, my team came back and said, look, give him a chance. And so what we did is we sat down and I explained to him and his boss why I didn't want to work with their bank. And they changed policy just for us. And this lender now is one of our preferred lenders and gets a minimum of $2 to $3 million a year from us.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, and he's made it simple. He continues to bring value. He continues to be professional. And so there's a true story. Now, he never gave up. And he consistently was, you know, and I'm a hard egg to crack. And, you know, he cracked the egg. So don't give up. Don't give up. You know, I'm not a real trusting person and I'm not going to switch easily. So, you know, again, don't get complacent. Don't give up and keep going after it.
I love that. And I love that story. 4 years, it took him 4 years to get there. And I think it's just, you know, I mean, if you just hustle and you bring value and you're consistent and it will all pay off, especially, I mean, and that's continue to prospect, continue to go after more people, new people, and, you know, givers gain, right? Givers absolutely gain. And so if you're able to pour into people, you will get that in return. It might take you 4 years, but you'll get there, you know?
Hopefully not. I like I said, I'm a hard egg to crack, but he cracked this egg. So it's doable.
I know. Exactly. Well, we so appreciate you being on here, Athena. Honestly, like there's just so much goodness that's about to come in your world and we can't just sit back and wait to watch it. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for having me and have a wonderful 2023. You guys, there's so much opportunity out there right now.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.